Uber's share price hit a new low ahead of the expected passage of a bill in California that would reclassify the employment status of the company's drivers in the state from contractor to employee, a threat to its low labor cost business model.
Walmart decided to stop selling ammunition that can be used in military-style weapons and handguns. The retailer has come under pressure to do more to curb gun sales since last month's mass shooting at one of its stores in El Paso. This week, a gunman murdered 7 people at random in West Texas. Walmart stopped selling handguns in the 1990s and semi-automatics in 2015. But the latest surge in shootings has led to calls for parents to boycott its stores in the back-to-school season.
A key ally of Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's crown prince and de facto ruler, was put in charge of Saudi Aramco. The promotion of Yasir al-Rumayyan to chairman makes the on-off IPO of the state oil company more likely. It could come as early as next year. Nickel prices soared to 5-year highs after the Indonesian government brought forward a ban on exports of nickel ore to December, 2 years earlier than it had proposed. The metal is used in stainless steel and increasingly in batteries for electric cars, an industry which Indonesia wants to develop domestically.
There were more privacy scandals involving internet companies. Google was fined $170 million in America for illegally collecting data from child users on its YouTube site in order to target them with ads. And a 2-year hacking campaign was uncovered by Google's researchers that tapped into text messages and photos on hundreds of thousands of iPhones. As a reminder that no one is immune, the Twitter account of Jack Dorsey, Twitter's boss, was briefly hijacked. A number of offensive messages and a bomb threat were tweeted out.